prayers as I take this trip. You know, this is kind of one of those things that it takes months of planning to go, and just got to follow the Lord. But when it comes right down to it, I kind of wish I was staying home, really, but because a lot of things going on, a lot of different things. But God knows, and pray that the Lord will help us. I am preaching a meeting in Croatia, and it will be next Tuesday night through Sunday. And so that's when I'll be preaching, and a couple times each day they have services. And so I appreciate your prayers that the Lord would help us. And I feel like the Lord's laid the Holy Ghost, the topic or the subject of the Holy Ghost on my heart. And so I know that only God knows for sure, but I kind of feel like I'll be preaching about the Holy Ghost. And so let's pray that the Lord knows. I don't know these people, but never been there, but the Lord knows they. Everybody needs an outpouring of His Spirit, and I know that God can do it. So I ask you to pray, and I thank you for your giving tonight. I know that, amen, there's other needs in the church, and so I appreciate you giving to that, and God will bless you for it. And I know that God always meets the need. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 11 and 12. We'll talk about Sarah tonight. This is the faith chapter. So many different things we could preach from this. You could probably preach a year from this chapter. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength. Does anybody need strength tonight? Amen. How about a show of hands? Anybody need strength tonight? Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age. Because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore, innumerable. Lord, we thank you for your word tonight. Thank you for your grace. I pray that you help us, Lord, to receive strength tonight. Pray, God, that you speak to our hearts from your word. We love you for it in Jesus' name. Church, say amen. I want to preach from this line. She judged him faithful. Or she had confidence. Amen. She considered him faithful. She had confidence in God. We know the story of Abraham and Sarah. It's a wonderful story where Sarah, amen, was past age. Abraham was past age. But God had said, you're going to have a child. And Sarah was, tried to get involved there and gave Abraham Hagar. And the Lord came back to Abraham there in Genesis and said, you're going to have a child and it's going to come through Sarah. And Abraham said, oh, that Ishmael could stand before you. And God said, I've heard you concerning Ishmael. I'll make a great nation of him. But thy seed will be through Sarah. Sarah laughed. God said, she laughed. She said, I didn't laugh because she was afraid. She was afraid of God. God said, you laughed. Amen. Sarah said, when I'm old, am I going to have a child? The Bible here in the faith chapter says it was through faith that she received strength. Amen. We need strength from God, and God does give strength. Hallelujah. Praise God. God gives us strength when we don't seem like we could go on anymore. How did she receive strength? Because she had confidence in God. She judged him faithful who had promised. She considered God faithful. Let me ask you a question tonight. Has God been faithful to you? God's been faithful to me. Hallelujah. She received strength through faith because she judged him faithful who had promised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. She received strength. We know the scriptures on strength. And I may go through some very familiar scriptures tonight. Try to get out of the way in a hurry here, but I don't want to get in too much of a hurry because the Lord knows who he would like to speak to. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. How many times have we quoted this scripture? How many times have we sang about this scripture? Matter of fact, there's a song that says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord, to wait. You know, we live in the end time. We know that. The Bible says that the enemy would try to wear out the saints of God. Hallelujah. He would try to wear us out. You know why a lot of people ain't saved today? Because they've got wore out. They got wore out serving God. They got wore out fighting the devil. I know it's a long battle. I know it's a long trial. I know it seems like the valley will never end. Praise God. But God will renew our strength. God wants to renew our strength. We got to have faith to receive strength. Amen. We got to have faith to receive it. You got to receive it from God. Hallelujah. It said right here that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. The Bible says in verse 28, hast thou not known, hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching in his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Praise God, wants to renew our strength. Hallelujah. God wants to give us a double portion of strength. The Bible says, as your day is, so shall your strength be. Thank God. Amen. Sometimes it seems like, amen, we can't make it any further because we're just out of strength. It seems like God just needs to come by and give us some strength, and God will do that. He'll give us a refreshing. Amen. And we can go on and face whatever we're facing or whatever we have to deal with. The Bible says in Ephesians 3 and 16 that he would grant you. Does anybody know what a grant is? Anybody ever received a grant or heard a grant? You know, they'll give grants. The government will give grants. Amen. God would grant you according to the riches of his glory. How rich is God? How rich is his glory? Hallelujah. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost will strengthen us. Glory to God. Amen. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. Amen. To be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Through faith, she received strength. We need to believe God. She had confidence in God. And because of her confidence, God gave her some extra strength. Hallelujah. God gave her the extra strength she needed. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height. And to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. Amen. Unto him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ throughout all ages, world without end. I was praying the other day. I was like, Lord, these are the things that I'm asking for. Amen. You're able to do it. You're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask, all that we ask or even think. Amen. I got encouraged in my prayer because I was saying, and the thought came to me, I felt like the Holy Ghost dealt with me. God, these are the things that I'm asking for. You're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I could ever ask or even think. Anything that could come to my mind. Amen. You're able to do it. God's able. You know, she received strength because she judged him faithful. Amen. That had promised. God is faithful. Somebody said tonight, Sister Tanya said, that his mercies are renewed every morning. That's in Lamentations 3. And it says, amen, that his compassions, it's of the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed. Amen. Because his compassions fail not, they're new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Hallelujah. Sarah judged him faithful who had promised. God promised and said, you're going to have a child. Amen. She's past age. Praise the Lord. There's seemingly no way. Oh, in man's eyes it was impossible. But listen, with God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. And I want to believe that more now than ever, because God is able. Before we go from strength and go past that, I want to read you one more scripture. It's found in Daniel chapter 11 and 32. The Bible says, and such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. Amen. This is in the end time. God saying that those that are doing wickedness, amen, against his covenant shall be corrupted by flatteries. They'll be deceived, in other words. Amen. That their mind will be deceived. We know that the Bible says, amen, that those that they will, he'll be given over into a reprobate mind. That's not the scripture I'm thinking about. The Bible talks about, said, send strong delusion and ye shall believe a lie and be damned. Listen to this scripture. Such as do wickedly against the covenant shall be corrupt by flatteries. But the people that do know their God shall be strong. Hallelujah. And do exploits. You may not feel strong tonight, but I'm telling you, amen, faith, you can receive strength and you can go out of here on top of the mountain. Glory to God. The mountain don't have to be on top of us. We can go out of here on top of the mountain. Because God is greater than anything we face. And God is able to perform any promise. Amen. And God will perform every promise that he has spoken into our heart. Glory to God. By faith, through faith, she receives strength. Amen. Everyone that raised their hand tonight. Now listen, I don't have a cup of strength up here where everybody can come by and get a drink. You know, what do they got them drinks like Ensure? Or I ain't even going to mention energy drinks. But, you know, they got, I'm not talking about that. Amen. And I don't have, you know, some kind of injection that I could put in you and cause you to get strength. Amen. But the word of God is true. And here was a lady. Amen. Here was a woman who had an impossible promise in her own self. But she believed, and through faith, she received strength. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we're able to have strength in God tonight. The people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. The Bible says, be still and know that I am God. Hallelujah. David knew his God. He wasn't afraid of Goliath. Hallelujah. He said, who are you, you uncircumcised Philistine, that you should defy the armies of the living God? Hallelujah. Amen. God's able. The Bible says in our scripture text, through faith she received strength and was delivered. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I dare say tonight that our hands went up that we needed strength. Praise God. And our hands could go up that we need deliverance. Amen. It may not be a deliverance from sin, but it could be a deliverance from sin. Amen. Here tonight, it could be a deliverance from a battle that you're facing. Glory to God. Listen, Jesus taught us to pray. You know it, our Father which art in heaven. Come on. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth which is in it, which is in heaven. On earth as which is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us from evil. Deliver our children from evil. Amen. The enemy is after us. The enemy is after every soul, after every marriage, after this church, after every family. Amen. But Jesus taught us to pray, deliver us from evil. Hallelujah. God, deliver us from evil. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Deliver us from evil and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible said through faith she received strength and was delivered. Praise God. The song says 'tis the grandest theme that the world ever sung. Our God is able to deliver thee. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe that the Lord delivers. I believe that the Lord delivers us out of temptation. The Lord delivered, amen, us. Whether it be a tree falling, amen, we may not find out ever find out. Glory to God. Whether it be an accident, amen, or the angel's hand, amen, God's able to deliver us. Glory to God. God's the healer too. I felt this afternoon that the Lord, amen, would lead me to say that God's the healer. He's able to heal anything. Amen. He can heal our broken bodies. He can heal sickness. He can heal minds. He's able to deliver. Amen. He's able to cast out the demon. Glory to God. Amen. She was delivered through faith. I want to believe God more now than ever. And was delivered. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We've been praying for Sister Bethany's back. Just seemed like, you know, every time she picks up that big old boy, her back goes out or something like that. Amen. And you know, we say it's the devil, and it could be the devil. I don't know. We're fighting the spiritual warfare, ain't we, church? Amen. And I know we blame the devil for a lot of stuff, but he shouldn't be so ornery if he didn't want to get blamed for so much stuff. Kind of like the little boy. Everybody said, he did it, and he didn't do it. He said, I didn't do it. Nobody believed him. Well, because he always did it before. And you know, the devil stands there with this blank look on his face, said, I didn't do it. Amen. And I know it ain't always the devil's fault. Well, he shouldn't be so ornery. So I don't feel so bad saying the devil did it. Amen. Or, you know, praying for somebody saying it's just the devil. I don't feel bad. Amen. Because the devil is attacking families. The devil is attacking young people. The devil is meant to cause us to fret and to worry. But the Bible says that Sarah was delivered. Glory to God. I know the Bible's talking about having a child. Amen. But come on, bring our mind just a little further into the spiritual. Amen. We need to be delivered. Glory to God. Amen. Of things. Our families need to be delivered. It was through faith that she was delivered. Hallelujah. Amen. Healing. God's the healer. He said, I'm the Lord God that healeth thee. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is the healer. He can give us strength. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 37 and verse number 3, they said unto him, thus saith Hezekiah, this day is a day of trouble and rebuke and of blasphemy, for the children are come to birth and there is no strength to bring forth. It may be that the Lord thy God will hear the words of Rabshakeh, whom the king of Assyria, his master, hath sent to reproach the living God, and will reprove his words which the Lord God hath heard. Wherefore lift up thy prayer, amen, for the remnant that is left. So the servants, amen, of King Hezekiah came to Isaiah. I can't read it all. Amen. But the king of Syria came down there to Hezekiah. Amen. And he had a man who could speak in the Hebrew language. And he stood on the wall. And he began to reproach Hezekiah. And he began to reproach God. Hallelujah. And he stood there and proclaimed to the people, trying his best, you know, to wear them out and to cause them to give up. And that's what the devil wants to do. He wants to wear us out and cause us to give up. Hezekiah said, go and tell Isaiah the prophet. Hallelujah. Go down there and tell Isaiah the prophet, all this has come to pass. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The children are come forth to birth, but there's no strength to bring them forth. Sometimes I feel like, amen, people just right on the verge of getting saved. People just right on the verge of a miracle. Amen. But the enemy tries to stop it from coming forth. Amen. Hallelujah. But it couldn't stop Isaac. Glory to God. There was not a miscarriage. Hallelujah. Amen. Isaac was born. And you know what the devil wants you to do? He wants you to give up and cause God's promise to never be born. Hallelujah. Lord, help me tonight. Amen. Glory to God. But God, amen, told Isaiah, said, you go tell Hezekiah that he's going to hear a rumor in his own land. And he's going to return to his own land. And they're going to kill him. And you know what happened? He went down there and his own sons killed him. God has the ability to turn around the devil's plans. Hallelujah. God has the ability to reverse the curse. God has ability to deliver us, amen, from all evil and everything. God's got the ability, amen, to bring it to pass. Hallelujah. All through the Bible it says, and it came to pass. And it came to pass. Can y'all say that tonight?
And it came to pass. Come on, say it again.
And it came to pass.
God has the ability to cause the promise to come to pass in your life. And the story of your life can say, and it came to pass that there was a new anointing. And it came to pass that there was a healing. And it came to pass that there was souls saved. And it came to pass that their children were saved.
Hallelujah.
And it came to pass. Glory to God. Thank God. Just put right on there what you're believing God to do for you.
Hallelujah.
And it came to pass. God has that power. Praise God. I want to read you one more scripture. This might not do for you. Hallelujah. But listen here. The Bible says, and the Lord visited Sarah as He had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as He had spoken. Glory to God. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age at the set time of which God had spoken to him. Can I read verse 1 again of Genesis 21 and verse 1? And the Lord visited Sarah as He had said. And the Lord did unto Sarah as He had spoken. Can I put your name on there? Hallelujah. Can I put your name on there? Is it all right? And the Lord visited old Paz as He had said. And the Lord did unto old Paz as He had spoken. Glory to God. Can I put your name on there? Y'all won't get offended at me if I put your name on there, will you? Amen. Hallelujah. And the Lord visited. Amen. Praise God, Sister Bethany, as He had said, and the Lord did unto Sister Bethany as He had spoken. Woo! Glory to God. And the Lord visited. Amen. Judy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And the Lord visited Sister Honey. And the Lord visited Clinton. Hallelujah. And the Lord visited Maggie. And the Lord visited Sister Betty. And the Lord visited Brother Richard. And the Lord visited Sister Doris. Hallelujah. And the Lord visited Betsy. Hallelujah. The Lord visited Sister Courtney Loper. Hallelujah. The Lord visited Sister Brandy. The Lord visited Sister Jennifer. Y'all don't feel left out, do you? I don't want to leave nobody out. The Lord visited Sister Tanya. The Lord visited Sister Monica. Amen. What happened? Hallelujah. Here's what happened. He did as He had said. Sister Bobby. Woo! The Lord visited Sister Bobby as He had said, and the Lord did, hallelujah, as He had spoken. Why? Because she judged Him faithful who had promised. We need to believe God, church. Sometimes we get in the valley and we forget. We forget what God's done for us.
We forget what God's did for us. Amen. I want us to try to remember tonight, hallelujah, how God's helped us. We could still be on the way, the highway of hell, on our way. Praise God. Hallelujah. We could still be. There's a song that says, when you've done all that you can, stand on His word. When you've stood all you can stand, do what you've heard. Hallelujah. Remember, all He said is true. God said He would always see you through. In spite of everything you've heard, stand on His word. When you've done all that you can, stand on His word. When you've stood all you could stand, do what you've heard. Learn what hurt. Learn. Remember, all you've read is true. God said He would always see you through in spite of everything. Stand on His word. Come on, one more time. When you've done all that you can, stand on His word. When you've stood all you could stand, do what you've learned. Remember, all you've read is true. God said He would always
bring you through. In spite of everything you've heard, stand on His Word. Stand on His Word, church. Hold God to His Word. God's Word says it. Hallelujah. Say, I don't have a promise. You've got every promise in this Bible. It's every one of us. It's for every one of us. Anybody that'll claim it, it's for us. Anybody that'll say it's for me, I'll take it. Hallelujah. God has the power to turn it around. He still is turning around. Hallelujah. She judged Him faithful. She judged Him faithful who had promised. She said, He's faithful God. Hallelujah. She judged Him faithful. She had confidence in God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm through preaching tonight. Amen. In 1 Kings chapter number 8 and verse number 56, the Bible said, Blessed be the Lord that hath given rest unto His people Israel according to all that He promised. There hath not failed one word of all His good promise which He promised by the hand of Moses, His servant. Not one word. Not one word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hebrews chapter number 6 and verse number 18. You listen to what the Bible says, and I'm coming to a close. That by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope that is set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Stand together with me tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. She judged Him faithful who had promised. Glory to God. God's the healer. He's the deliverer. He's able to do it. When it seems like there's no way, He's able to do it. I want to trust Him more and more. Hallelujah. I want to trust Him. I want to wait on the Lord. Praise God's the giving strength here tonight. Let's just wait on the Lord right here. God's giving strength right now. Hallelujah. God's giving strength right now. Hallelujah. God's giving us courage right now. God's a doing it right now. Hallelujah. He's a speaking to our hearts right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's giving strength right now. Thank you, Jesus. I believe you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, God. Oh, thank you, Amen. Oh, yea, I want to let you know, saith the Lord, that I have heard your prayer. Thus saith the Lord, I have heard you cry. I have seen your tears, saith the Lord. I know, saith the Lord. Many others have not seen, but I have seen it. I have seen it, saith God. I've seen your heartache. I've seen it, saith the Lord God. And I've heard you. And I speak directly into your heart. You know, I speak to your heart tonight. And I assure you with the assurance of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And I have heard you, saith the Lord God. I have heard your prayer. I have heard it. And I will move. I will give you strength, saith God. Hallelujah. So, oh, hallelujah. Oh, that you can stand on His Word. When you've stood all, you can stand
Do what you learn. Remember, all you've read is true. God said He would always bring you through in spite of everything. Stand on His word.